Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's edition of Sports Spotlight, we recap the finals of the 2018 InSports National Primary School Netball Competition. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. In the beginning, there were 11 teams from 5 parishes, all vying to become the country's top primary school in the sport of netball. After battling their way through the preliminary, quarterfinal, and semifinal rounds, the competition came down to 2 schools, Marleymount Primary from Old Harbour St. Catherine and Portland Cottage Primary out of Clarendon. The teams met in the final of the 2018 InSports National Primary School Netball Competition at the Layla Robinson Courts at the National Stadium to decide who would be champion. Prior to their match was the third-place final between Nagohead Primary of St. Catherine and Burnt Savannah Primary School from St. Elizabeth. Nagohead dominated their way to a victory, triumphing 18-8 over their opponents. The final itself was a keenly contested affair that had sharp changes of momentum. Marleymount got off to a quick start, racing to a strong lead over Portland Cottage after the first 2 quarters, the scoreline 11-4 at halftime. With no intentions of going home without a fight, Portland Cottage came out strong in the third quarter, scoring numerous points and holding Marleymount scoreless for quite some time. Marleymount, however, regained their composure and held on to their lead to earn themselves their first ever hold on the championship trophy. The match ended 17-12, and the Marleymount faithful erupted into shouts of joy.
Oh yeah, man.
I'm on the sun. Oh, we're winning right now, yeah. I said we're winning right now.
I don't even know what it, but I feel great. The season was a great one. Hard work. Sometimes they give me a lot of headache, but the headache paid out today. And at one point, it's like they started to go down. So I said to myself, no, I have to sit and let them figure it out by themselves. And they did.
Coach of Marleymount Primary's netball team, Tudian Green. She says she doesn't plan to let go of the championship trophy anytime soon, so she's anxious to get her team ready for next year's competition.
The plan is to get training going from now, so you can look out for us next year. We are coming back for the titles, parish championship title and national.
Principal of Marleymount Primary, Calvin Harris, says the win will definitely elevate the school's profile in its home community and parish.
This win for them means a lot to them. The school also, because the school is not known for sports. We're mostly academics and so on. So this win, it says a lot that we have diversity as well as what we offer as a school.
Principal of Portland Cottage Primary, Dale Edwards, was gracious in defeat, praising the efforts of his team and the reputation they established in the competition.
We'll be back, but we are still proud of what we have done. We have placed second. This has given us a lot of exposure. Persons have been calling us, congratulating us, past students. So it has really put Portland Cottage out there.
In addition to the championship trophy, Marleymount swept the individual awards for the competition. Goal attack Trishauna Allen was named the most valuable player of the final, while her teammate and captain Donnett Williams copped the best defender award. Winning coach Tudian Green was also named top coach. In the other awards, Burnt Savannah Primary walked away with the most disciplined team accolade. Chairman of the InSports Projects Committee, Alan Beckford, expressed satisfaction with the overall staging and participation in this year's tournament.
This is just one of the many steps that we're taking to ensure that we have a good future for sports in Jamaica. It's about all young Jamaicans having an opportunity to succeed in sports. We are growing each year, and we plan to have further partnerships with other organizations to ensure that we have a full participation. This is something that we want everybody to see and see that we need your full support. Corporate Jamaica is excellent partnerships, healthy partnerships, and it's definitely also will help with the social issues that we have as well.
Chairman of the InSports Projects Committee, Alan Beckford. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for listening. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.